Let's go to the Word of God tonight. Good to see all of you here. We'll be in 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Trust you've had a good week in the Lord already. Christmas is right upon us. And if you have family coming in, I pray they have a safe trip. If you're going out of town, I pray that you have safety as you travel. 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. Corinthians chapter number 9 and verse 15. We'll just read one verse. Let me say again, choir and church, I am very proud of the way you responded to the cantata, to the spreading of the news of the cantata, getting it out and letting people know about it. You did a tremendous job with the cantata and the message of Christ. And I appreciate the effort, and you represented God well, all of you, so I'm thankful for that. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be going to the Solar Bears hockey game. If you're a young couple, a young teen, young singles, that'll be tomorrow about 5. We'll be leaving from here, and we'll head up to Amway Arena and see a hockey game. It'll be my very first hockey game ever seen. I've watched about 1 minute before, and the thing was going so fast I couldn't keep up with it. Them skaters going back and forth. But I think we'll have a good time and just fellowship tomorrow. So I'm looking forward to that. Y'all be in prayer about that. There'll be about 20 of us going. And we'll be having a good time over there, fellowship. And then, of course, Christmas coming up Sunday. And if you're not in, out of town, we'd love to have you back here Sunday. Sunday school, 10 o'clock. Sunday morning service at 11. And then Sunday evening as well. If you're in town, we'd love to have you back this Sunday. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 15. The Bible says, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. And just a little bit of thought on that gift tonight. Just think about some things as the amazing gift of God. How that it was predetermined before you and I. Before man, before the earth, before any of this even existed. In the everlasting knowledge of God, he would know that he'd give the gift that would answer every need for every person. And that is amazing to me. Over in Titus chapter number 2, Titus chapter number 2, it's 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus chapter 2, verse number 11. Titus chapter 2 and verse number 11, the Bible says, "For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men." Now, I'm just thankful to God that when he gave the gift of the Lord Jesus Christ, that he gave opportunity for everybody. And I'm not naive enough to think that everybody in the world is going to get saved that hears the gospel. I heard the gospel several times before I responded. But God's given opportunity for everybody to hear the gospel. And his grace has appeared to all men. And that is part of the gift, that unspeakable gift of God. And after you trust the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you have opportunity to enter into the throne room of God and search for time of grace and need of grace. And so that is amazing thing. This grace has appeared to all men, and we have opportunity to go in and talk to God during that time. The Bible says in Ephesians 2:8, "For by grace are you saved." That unspeakable gift. It was so, it's something you can't even talk about. It's so magnificent was the grace of God. the gift of God there, and it just, I'm just thankful that he was willing enough to give us that opportunity. Look over in Romans chapter number 3, Romans chapter 3 and verse 24. Romans chapter 3 and verse 24. The Bible says in Romans 3:24, being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Again, that grace. That's part of the gift that we've received. I mean, this is it's a gift that is unspeakable. It's so profound, so magnificent. You can't even, in one sermon, in one poem, in one song, in one writing of a book, you cannot even begin to expound and explain the gift of God. It's just that magnificent. And grace is just one portion of it that he's given to. And I tell you what, dear friend, we need the grace of God in our life day by day, hour by hour, week by week. We needed it before we got saved, and dear friend, to be quite honest with you, we need it just as much after we got saved, because now we have God himself living inside of us, and we've got to deal with other people. We've got to deal with other people knowing that God lives within us, and sometimes we don't act gracefully. We don't deal with them in a graceful manner. Our life, there's no seasoning of grace in our life. And so we need the grace of God in our life. And that's part of the gift that was given to us. Not only was there that grace that was given, I'm thankful that after I got saved, that the Word of God become open to my eyes. There's insight upon salvation that lost people do not enjoy. Go with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2.1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 10, the Bible says, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him, even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but with the but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, and yet himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that we may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ, because the grace of God has appeared to all men, and we so freely received it upon salvation, we have insight into the deep things of God. Now, to be quite honest with you, dear friend, there is a countless of people that are lost without God that have so much more earthly wisdom than I'd ever, ever be able to obtain. I mean, they just have the ability to, design things and to build things and to create things and to do experiments. And, the other day I was listening to some of the kids, and they were talking about the element chart, the different HE and all the, what is it called there? The periodic tables. I don't even know what the name of that thing is. And they were trying to figure out and decipher what is this. The people who come up with that table, I'm just be honest with you, they are very intelligent. I mean, these are intelligent people. But as smart as they are, smart as Albert Einstein was, as smart as some of the inventors that we have read and studied out through history, if they do not know God as their personal Lord and Savior, they may be able to grammatically understand the scriptures, grammatically, in the order that it should lay out, and what is a noun and a pronoun and participle and preposition. They may figure all that out, dear friend. But the deep things of God, without knowing the grace of God and having the Holy Ghost of God living inside them, they do not have insight to the deep things of God. That's why don't let somebody tell you if you're a child of God, you're just a simpleton. That's why they try to get you to believe you're a Bible believer. Oh, you're just a simpleton. You're just somebody that's, you literally take scripture. It's, just so simple-minded. And, well, the Bible says that his word gives light unto the simple. Let me tell you something. The Bible says that we are to render and look after the simple things. You know, be wise to the crafts of the devil. That's why you have this here science, falsely so called, that chases everything away from God. So this here gift that was so unspeakable, part of that gift, dear friend, is the grace of God, which appeared to all men. We need it daily in our lives, but not only that, we have insight. Matter of fact, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2 and verse number 20, because the Holy Ghost of God lives inside of us, we have an unction from God. So you have something that lost folks don't have. They may be smart, you may have degree upon degree upon degree. But dear friend, let me tell you something. You have the insight of God. And the love of God lies within your eye, and it passeth all understanding, the Bible says. The peace of God passeth all understanding. That's the unspeakable gift. The fact that you and I, as who we are, where we are, that the grace of God would appear to us, and after it appears and we receive it by faith in Christ Jesus, the salvation of God, the redemption of God, through Jesus Christ the Lord, He then gives us insight. We get to see through His eyes. Why? Because the Holy Ghost of God lives within us. Not only that, dear friend, to know that you have part in God's family. Look what the Bible says in John chapter number 1. This is an unspeakable gift. Some of you are still not yet done shopping. And this morning my wife and I went and she wanted to go buy some shopping stuff. She said, honey, have you got all your lists up? I said, I hadn't been to Walgreens yet. Everything I buy comes from Walgreens. Every gift I buy comes from Walgreens. Unless it comes from someplace else. Like Bass Pro or something like that, and I don't even like going up there no more. But I think I'll go by Walgreens on Friday. So it's right over there, right next there. They better be careful, Brother Josh. They might be getting it wrapped in Walgreens bags. I'll say, ma'am, there's 9 gifts. I need 9 bags to go, please. Put your name on it. Get a Walgreens bag. All they're going to do is tear it up, throw paper everywhere. John, I told y'all John, didn't I? John chapter 1. John, I love Christmas, I'm telling you. I love Christmas, love this time of the year. And I guess if I owned a paper company for Christmas wrapping paper, I'd promote that stuff, but I don't own one. So I don't get no benefits. I don't even have any stock in Christmas wrapping paper. So I don't care if they buy it or not. John chapter 1 verse 12, look what the Bible says. But as many as received Him, to them gave He power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on His name. So this unspeakable gift encompasses the grace of God, which is just beyond fathom that God would save somebody that was a murderer, a thief, a killer, a whoremonger, and fornicator, and He would make them white as snow, and create in him a new heart, and just the same as He would somebody raised up in church from 9 months before they was born, up until never got outside the doors. The grace of God just is that profound. And it boggles some people's mind that God is that broad, that he just looks at the soul of a man and a soul of a woman, a soul of a child, and says, I want to have such fellowship with you. I was willing to give this unspeakable gift, my only begotten Son, that you and I might enjoy one another. And it was by God's grace. And on top of it, just give you insight. Listen, church, don't ever take for granted your Bible. Don't ever get to the point where you say, well, old preacher's going to give me enough. What if old preacher gets lazy? What if preacher gets tired? What if preacher doesn't pray and doesn't seek into the Word of God like he should? I'm just a man. Don't ever lose fact of the gift, the unspeakable gift, is that you as an individual have insight into the Word of God. That is amazing. And then that you're part of the family of God. Boy, this is a hard time for some people. Holidays. If you're God's child and your family member's not with you today because they're gone with the Lord, they're having Christmas there with him, and you can enjoy that same Christmas because that God that's at that throne lives inside of you through the Holy Spirit of God. And you have fellowship one with another. You're part of God's family. It don't matter. Listen, it don't matter if one of the saints of God treats you bad or treats you ugly or does wrong to you. You are still God's child. You don't have to wait in line. You don't have to go prove that you have a birth certificate somewhere, born here. He lives within you. You're his family. That's the unspeakable gift. All these other religions, all these other gods that are out there, they don't have this gift, what we're talking about. They have not this gift of grace that is extended to all men. Oh, there's a few that can enjoy it, but not you, because you're just one of the little peons down on the low part of the totem pole. You can't enjoy the grace of God, you know. Or you don't have insight because you're not part of the clergy. Well, they teach that. You're not part of the family because you haven't yet been chosen or will never be chosen. They teach that. But God says he's given us power that if we believe on the Son of God, we are part of his child. We're his children. We're part of his family. Look in Galatians chapter 4. Galatians chapter 4, verse 6. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 6, the Bible says there in Galatians 4:6, and because ye are sons, God hath sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Because you are part of God's family. You have a father. Listen, my mother and father got divorced when I was 5 years old. I didn't enjoy that family structure like a lot of folks have and need. And life went on. My grandma on my dad's side was dead, but I don't even remember even. I can't even visualize a picture in my mind. She died before the divorce. Then my grandpa Johnny on my dad's side, after the divorce, we never did go see. I never even knew him. Never spent time with my grandfather. And then my father, we were estranged. And my mother's dad, he was dead, died before I was even born. And my grandma Louise and stuff. After that, we didn't have a lot of time with her. She passed on. When I was a young man. So that family structure I didn't have, I didn't enjoy. Dear friend, but I'm going to tell you something. When I got saved and born again, bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, my Heavenly Father has been more than a grandfather, more than a father, more than an aunt, more than an uncle could ever be. You are not destined to destruction because you don't have a family structure. You know Jesus Christ, your personal Lord and Savior, dear friend, and He lives within you and He is your Father. Make the right choices. It's an amazing thing. So we have this unspeakable gift, the grace of God, the insight into the Word of God, being part of the family of God. But then you have this treasure. This treasure. How many of you have ever seen the National Treasure, this movie National Treasure? They chased this movie now. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Ain't they chasing some kind of treasure on Raiders of the Lost Ark? I haven't watched Raiders of the Lost Ark, so I don't know. I've only seen portions of it and got kind of boring to them, so I quit. But they found that treasure. That thing was huge. I know it was just TV. I know that. But that was amazing. I mean, they found all this. Not too long ago, right off out here off the coast, there was some guys scuba diving, found some kind of treasure or something, thought they was going to sneak it off. And I don't know how they got found out, but the museum people found out. They got in big trouble. Over in Greece, these people would come over there, and they'd try to take a rock, just old stone rock. Nothing special, didn't have gold inside of it, didn't have silver inside of it, just a gold, just old rock off the side of the Parthenon, just on the ground. They try to put it in their bag and try to sneak off. There's a Canadian lady. She got confiscated herself. They locked her up. The embassy had to come get her out for a rock. Look what the Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Second Corinthians 4, verse 7. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. This unspeakable gift, we have and enjoy the treasures of God. You know what the Scripture says, Brother Johnson? The Scripture says that when we got saved and born again, bought by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, that we became heirs and joint heirs with Christ Jesus. You know what else the Bible says? Everything on this earth and the fullness therein belongs to Him. And I have this treasure. We talk about the street of gold. We talk about walking on the street of gold. We talk about the mansions in heaven. We talk about the pearls, gates of pearls. And we talk about all this and we read about it. And I have not seen, ear have not heard. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 9, the half what God has bestowed and got gathered up for us. Do you understand that you own part of the street of gold? Because you're heir and joint heir with Christ Jesus. This is the unspeakable gift. I don't know about you, boy, those kids got so excited the other night when they was up here, they wanted to open them gifts so bad. I mean, they wanted to tear into them. They couldn't wait. He's on the bus trying to peek in there. I said, well, let's hold my bus. And look, I can hear the paper. I said, what you doing back there? All right, I just want to look at the corner. So you got to wait till you get home. I mean, they were excited. Some of you are so excited you can't wait. I told y'all last week, I said, my wife and I got to a point that we just come to the point of saying, it don't matter. We got everything we want, just buy one gift. The other morning she got in the shower and there was a horn blowing outside. And I went out there and looked, there was a delivery truck. And the guy said, is this 14234 Biker Creek? I said, yes, it is. He said, can you get the dog? I said, that dog won't bother you. He said, they done told me that a bunch of times. He backed up over there and he reeled that thing up. And my wife done bought me a big old giant gun case. Giant. I was excited. She wanted it to come in the front door. I didn't even wait. I said, unload it right there. I forget that stupid thing weighs 600 pounds. Now we can't get it out of the garage into where we want it. I was excited. about the gift that my wife, I thought she was going to pick something else from the house, something, you know, a new recliner or something we could enjoy, you know, one of them double recliners. You mean her, you and her sit there and snuggle right beside each other? Huh? She bought me a gun case. I was excited. Lord, I wish we'd get as excited about the gift that lives inside of us. And we would unwrap it day by day. How do you do it, Pastor? Unwrap that gift day by day, systematically, stirring through the Scriptures, spending time in prayer, praying with God, fellowshipping with God, unwrapping this treasure that lives within inside you. We have this earthly treasure. Can you understand something, my dear friend, that the Spirit of God in Genesis 1:1 moved and things were created? That's the treasure that lives within you. That earthen, so earthen vessel. Oh, Pastor, my knees hurt, my eyes are going, my back's hurting. And yet the God of heaven still desires to live inside that broke down old body. It's amazing. He don't trade us in on a new one. He don't trade us in at all. I mean, you know, some folks, they, you know, trading their cars constantly, trading their house, getting new house, trading shoes, clothes, and all this. God just looks at us. I love you. Just like you are. And He stays and He remains. And the Bible says, until the day of redemption. That's the treasure. So now as you look through 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 15, you get down that little last verse and you skip through it and say, oh, thanks be to God for the unspeakable gift. That's such a short verse. Think about what we talked about tonight. The grace of God that appears to all men. And we need the grace. We do. The insight of going into the Scripture and getting understanding and an unction from on high and being able to look at a Scripture, not just grammatically lay it out, not just, you know nouns and pronouns and all that, but get to know the God that wrote it. This is a living book. The insight thereof and knowing that you are the family of God, though you may be far from family, family may be way up north, they may be gone with the Lord, but you are in God's family. And then this treasure that the Holy Spirit of God would live within you and I. What an amazing gift. Father, we love you. We thank you, Lord, for another message surrounding this Christmas season. And God, how we can look into the Word of God and we can see Christ in everything. May we keep Christ the center of our life, not only at Christmas time, but year throughout the year, day by day, week by week. God, we may people know your grace because we allow your grace to be shared through us and through our life, through our experiences, that we are gracious with others. Lord, as we study the Word of God to show ourselves approved, give us insight that will help us to be more Christ-like. And God, as we ponder the hour and the day and the holidays, the anniversaries and the birthdays and things of that nature, may we understand that you are and we are part of your family. We're in the family of God. Lord, the treasure that we walk around. If this world only knew the treasure that lived within inside us, they would lock us up in the bottom of Fort Knox. God, may they know that we are your child and your light shines through us. Thank you for living within us. In Jesus' name, amen.